Lovely, wonderful. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rala monthly call on Thursday, the 26th of March at 0600 UTC. On today's call, we have Siranush Vardanyan, Holly Raich, Ali El Michel, Maureen Hilliard, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Liana Galstian, Amal Al-Sataf, Toshio Tashibana, Satish Babu, and Shahidi Hassan. Apologies noted from Yanis Lee, Kitamura Yasuichi, and Cheryl Langdon Orr. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, Philadel Yeo, and myself, Gisela Gruber. We have Chinese interpretation today, and our interpreters are Jesse Doherty and Yi Yi Johnson. If I could please remind everyone to please state the names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel, and also to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Siranush.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you very much, and welcome again, everyone, to AP Rala call. Today we have not a specific call time than we usually have, but we try to change it, and we'll see if it works best. Anyway, in AP Rala region, it's difficult to find the best timing, but we are trying. And we have a couple of things on our table to discuss, but let us start first with briefing on current ELAC consultations and initiatives. And I would like to give the floor to Holly to provide some updates where we are now. Holly, the floor is yours.
Right now, the policy where we're up to, if you're just looking at the agenda, that's mid-screen, the translation and transliteration, that was the statement that was, let me think, that was the issue about with the new GTLDs, the new generic top-level domains, in the ISDNs, it was about the contact information and whether it had to be in ASCII or it can be in another language. That was supported and we adopted that statement. The next one that was adopted was the potential change to the registrar accreditation insurance. I think Tijani either made a major contribution or adopted that one. That the insurance requirements were important and perhaps a barrier. Why has the screen gone away? That's all right. I use the agenda on the side. And Tijani was pointing out that for some countries, the requirement for insurance was very steep and it might be a barrier for some registrars, and that was reflected in the statement. I'm not sure about the IDNs. Implementation. The GNSO policy and implementation working group is something that I actually drafted myself. That was about, and it was about the issue of policies being adopted by the GNSO, the process involved, and the extent to which implementation involved are the same people who are involved in policy development. It actually went a lot broader than that because it suggested some other policies that be adopted by the GNSO if it's not to be a rule that's binding on the registrars through the RAA. That's been adopted as well. So that was actually four statements that have been voted on. In the process of being drafted, Leon's working on the rights protection mechanism. I haven't had a chance to look at that, but at the moment I think that's still open. The release of country and territory names, that has not yet had a person assigned to that one. I think we haven't made up our mind as to whether that's going to be comment or not. We haven't yet made up our minds, and we will in the next day or so, about the Internationalized Registration Data Expert Working Group. That's part of a much larger issue about privacy and about the... I almost hate to get into that because it's a huge issue. It has to do with the tension between the RAA requirements for who is data to be public and privacy rights of the registrant in various jurisdictions. What had happened was a WHOIS report came out highlighting that issue. The board 2 years ago said we maybe need to stand back and think of whether we need a completely different approach. The expert working group came up with a very different approach. It was accepted by the board, and now we're in the stage of what are we going to do about it. And I imagine probably Alan and I, maybe even somebody like Carlton Samuels, who was an integral part of that working group, will be involved, because that's a very important policy statement that we need input. We also need a lot of thought on, and in fact, at some point, I should probably run a webinar on the privacy issues raised by a number of working groups, some of which I'm on and some of which Carlton has been on. I don't know where we're up to with the operating plan and budget. I think that's Leon and I think that's Cheryl. Any questions?
Holly, thank you. This is great update. Any questions to Holly related to this update? And thanks, Holly, also for highlighting the parts where there is a need for comment. So please keep in mind that there are some policies where we need comments from the members. So your voice is highly appreciated to be heard there. I don't see any hand raised and then any questions to Holly. So let's move to the next agenda item. April Rallo APAC Hub webinar. You know that we all started. I would like to give the floor to Ariel to talk about this new webinar, upcoming webinar.
Thank you, Saranush. This is Sarah speaking. Hello, everyone. Thanks to Philadelphia on this call as well, and. The upcoming webinar is organized by APAC staff in terms of logistics. Is that okay if we invite Philadel to walk us through the details for the upcoming webinar?
Hi, everyone. This is Philadel here. I hope you can hear me. So just let me go through the webinar details, if that's okay. So our APEC webinar, What are IDNs and what does it mean to you, will take place on the 9th of April, which is a Thursday. Well, the APEC Hub does hold webinars every 2 months, every second Thursday of every 2 months. So for this one, we are collaborating with APRELO. Understand that you have... your capacity webinars that you wish to run, and the first one will be in collaboration with us. So webinar will be held at 3:00 UTC, and we have sent the invitations out. And the agenda includes introduction to Mr. Samad Hussain, our IDN program senior manager, as well as what are internationalized domain names, what does it mean to you, IDN work at ICANN, And we have confirmed that Edmund will be sharing the community perspective as well, a 10-minute sharing session. Why and how you can involve, followed by a Q&A. So that's the that's the agenda of the APEC webinar. So actually, that's basically it. Any that you would like to know about this webinar?
Hello, this is Siranush here. Thank you very much for this update. I think this is the very important start of collaboration between AP Rallo and APEC Hub. And this is the start of the series of webinars which we are planning to have. So I encourage all our participants to participate in those webinars, as these are the topics which you have sent us to organize, to be organized. And so these webinars are for you, especially for the newcomers, new LSs, and those who are already a part of AP Rallo for longer period. So please take this advantage to participate in these webinars and raise your issues and questions to the presenters. Sylvia, I see your hand raised. Please, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you very much, Siranush. This is Sylvia. I just wanted to make one comment that one important characteristic of these webinars, this one and the upcoming ones, is that everyone has the opportunity to give questions in advance of the webinar, to send questions to the organizers, to us, to staff, so we can communicate with the speakers in advance and let them know where you would like to see the presentation, the level of complexity. If there are any questions previously sent, that will help the webinars to be more effective. So that's an important feature. And the other one is that also we are trying to make these webinars interactive. So at the end of the webinar, you probably will receive questions about how you felt about this webinar and to provide feedback so we can have an evaluation and continue improving the quality of the webinars. And the next stage is to determine the following themes. There are many themes that have been put forward, and so we will collaborate with APEC Hub and, of course, with you, Siranush, and all of AP Rallo to determine the themes that we would like to see in the upcoming webinars. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. And I also would like to add one thing that Siranush is back here, that the webinar for now will be offered only in English. But we are cooperating and coordinating with APEC Hub for the idea to implement other languages. And if there will be any ideas which language you would like to add and which language you would like to hear the webinar, please let us know and we can discuss and, in case of possibilities, organize this. So, Adele, please.
Oh, hi, everyone. This is Philadel again. Just to add on to Sylvia's point about feedback, normally what we do is after the APEC webinar, we will send out a thank you note to everybody who participated, as well as include a link to a survey form or via SurveyMonkey to get feedback. So, of course, if there are any feedback, I will be more than happy to share it with everyone. Thank you. That's all for me.
Thanks, Philadel. And at least these webinars are organized in a very good timing for Asia-Pacific region, so take this advantage and participate because these webinars are specifically for our region. That's why we are able to organize in a little bit good timing. So have chance to use and participate in those webinars. Is there any question related to those webinars? And the first one is in April. You received the invitation, so please keep in mind that date. Any questions from participants? I don't see any questions. Yes, Holly?
I see. Heard Liana in the chat wants to participate.
I see, Liana. Yes, I know that you are participating and involved in IDN process in Armenia. So, please, the floor is yours if you want to say something. I'm not sure.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, then, great. I want to say really I appreciate Pirallo for this initiation of webinar planning. And since we're involved for an IBM process, I really would like to take part in this webinar series. And we are very close, we have very close relations with PharmaSustain while setting out our LGR rules. And I want to say thank you for this great opportunity for us to participate.
Thank you, Liana. Fironis is here. Thank you, and please participate and please share the concerns which we have or the successes which we have with IDN process here in Armenia, with the rest of Asia-Pacific region, and please provide your input as much as possible. Thank you. Any additional questions to this topic? No, and just know that there is a need for RSVP for the invitation. Please send your approval or disapproval for participation. Ariel?
Thank you, Saranush. Just to follow up on the first question you posed about languages for future webinars for interpretation, would you like to continue soliciting opinion on the call from participants or do that offline?
Are you asking me or are you asking to participants?
Because I just didn't hear any follow-up on that on the call, so just to make sure we address that issue on this call. But if there's no time to address what potential languages for interpretation, we can do that offline.
I think that after the first webinar, we can ask ALSs to provide input if any additional language is needed for translation. At this point, I'm not sure if...
Okay. Thank you. And the second question I have is, would you still like Sylvia show us the curriculum from Lacarello as they have... developed a potential list of topics for their webinar series.
I have received Sylvia's Lacarello courses. I think that we also discussed with APAC Hub the topics which had been sent by APURALO ALSs and also so we have the list of topics which is also based on Lacarello selected topics, so we decided that we will start with the topics already there, what we have, and then if there will be need for additional topics or there will be any requests for additional webinars, topics for webinars, then we may think about the new webinars to be organized.
Thank you very much.
But if Ariel, if I can request, you can send the list of webinars which are planned within APURALO and APAC Hub to APURALO members so they are aware so that we are already putting these topics. We have this in our screen now. But for those who are not today with us for the call, they may know that everyone will know and will have in their mailboxes that we have these topics to be organized. So people may be just aware of what kind of topics we already put in our agenda. Sylvia, please.
Yes, Yanis. Regarding the document that is shown on the screen, just for everyone to understand, those are the themes selected by Lacarello. The approach is a bit different. It goes from very basic level to intermediate and then advanced. So it's sort of like an academic approach to these things. I just sent it, and I wanted to share it just to show how they envision this. But of course, Epiralo is, you know, completely free to organize it according to thematic areas or subject matter expertise or relevance in time, etc. So it's just an example of how it could be done if, you know, if you think it's appropriate. And we can continue discussing, you know, how to, as the webinars are rolled out, we can even adjust the themes down the road. That's all.
Thank you, Silvia. Yeah. Thank you. And I just would ask our ALSs to provide feedback, because these webinars are for you, for all of us to know more about the details, about where we are, where we can be involved, or different topics related to ICANN, to DNS, so for different constituencies within ICANN. So this is all for us, and if the it is good or bad, or it's working or not, so we need your feedback to understand that. And do you need those webinars of, in general to be organized for different topics? So if we can't hear from you, then we can't improve what we have initially put on the table. So please provide feedback anytime you think there is a need to provide it, and you want your for us to improve somehow to make it better. So please come up with your ideas. Silvia, is it the new hand or this is the old one?
I'm just noting that this is an action item for us to take the list of webinars that you have decided once you send it to us and put it on the wiki page so everybody can see.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. I'm also going to put this the link to it in our monthly report page, so people will be knowing how to find it. Liana, please.
Yes, Siranush. I just have a question regarding these basic level topics. If we provide a kind of webinar on this basic level, I see basic DNS, what is an IP, domain name, etc., will we have a record or all these documents in our wiki or somewhere else, so that to reach out to our members who are really new in this domain name ecosystem, IG ecosystem, so that to give them an opportunity to learn later on, not only those who participate in this webinar, but later on to take part in to show them this document.
Thank you, Liana. Sinanush is here. I think that we already discussed with APACOP that all documents and all webinars will be available for all ALSs and will be posted in our wiki, so you will have the access to not only the webinar records there, but also to all documents discussed or posted during the webinars, and you can use them future for outreach purposes or for information of or public awareness for others. So Silvia?
Sorry, Sian, for interrupting. Just one more thing regarding this point. All the webinars will be recorded and transcribed, and the recordings and transcriptions are coming out very soon in the next 24 hours after the webinar. So, and the PowerPoint presentations also will be posted, so everybody can review afterwards as well.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Silvia. Any questions related to these webinars from participants? So I don't see any questions and or any hand raised there. So let us move to agenda item 4, which is ALAC review, and I would love to give the floor to Holly to provide the updates where we are now. Holly, please.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. And
I'll just wait until the presentation is uploaded by Gisela. Thank you very much. Here we go. Whoops. I don't really want the agenda. I want the slide presentation. That's all right. I'll start anyway. At the moment, well, we're in the process, we being ALAC. And I'll back up a little bit. The bylaws of ICANN generally are really constant review for its efficiency, effectiveness. So there is what's called the Structural Review Committee, which is generally it's a board committee, and they oversee the sorts of structural review processes that the board and all of the boards, well, all of us, underneath the GNSO, us, are reviewed for our own sort of efficiency, effectiveness. What is it that we're trying to do? How are we doing it? What are we doing it well? Could we do it better? So there, all of us have undergone reviews. The ALAC review that was last held started in 2008. It took approximately over a year. And then there is implementation time frames, and some action items are still, they're ongoing, not undone, they're ongoing. Now, do I have control over these slides? Here we go. Yeah, okay. This particular presentation was given at the Singapore meeting for the people who go to the Singapore to ICANN meetings, but not everybody does, and so I'll just go through the main points of the ALAC review. The first thing to be said is that the ALAC review in 2008, the RALOs were barely in place, certainly there were not many ALSs, so the review largely focused on ALAC itself, on its own documentation, its own effectiveness. We're 2015, and there have been a number of changes. There have been many years of the activity of all five RALOs and many more ALSs. So this review is going to be focused far more on both the RALOs and the ALSs. Now, let's see if I can... Here we go. Okay. The review, Ray is a board member, and he is the one who is in charge of the Structure Improvements Review Committee. Our contact on the board will be Ray's offsider, Larissa. And the actual process itself, the objective generally for reviews, it's a requirement of ICANN bylaws for the examine the organizational effectiveness, and in fact another objective of our review, the last section of ICANN to be reviewed was the GNSO review. There were a lot of lessons learned there. I've actually talked with some of the people in GNSO and Larissa about that review. There's much to be learned there when we undertake our review of ourselves. So those would be the two objectives. What will happen is there will be an independent examiner. That person or organization will be selected by a competitive bid that is put out by the board based on agreed criteria. And there will be a contract which is very clearly set out what we expect of the independent examiner. The working party is a working party of ALAC, and two members from each RALO make up the working party, and it's the working party that is a liaison between the Structural Improvements Committee, ALAC, the at-large community itself, and the independent examiner. Our working methods really will be to look at the documentation both from the GNSO review and from the 2008 ALAC review. There's still some reports, some observations. There is an online tool for independent assessment, which will be undertaken. There's an opportunity for limited interviews, and that will be part of what we look at. Now, this is the timeline for this review. The planning stage is now. It started January, February. It will end in the end of June. The review itself is going to take place the end of June for between 9 and 12 months. That will include probably the Dublin meeting, ICANN meeting in October. At the end of the review, there will be recommendations out of that planning of how the implementation is to take place, and then there will be the 9 to 12 months to actually implement the outcomes of the review. As you can see, it's a bit circular. We will be doing this again in a few years' time. Again, this is the time frame. Let's go back to where we are, which is the planning stage. The planning stage is being developed right now by Larissa and her team. We formed a working party, and there's one or two other people from another RALO that have to be identified, but it will be two individuals from each RALO plus myself, overseen by Alan and Cheryl. And it's the CIS that's going to select the examiner. We will be talking to Larissa, the working party, and any feedback, what we would like as the any criteria for the examiner will be part of that. Then, as I said, July to March, it's going to be the review. It's going to be, this is the stage in which there will be any interviews that we think should happen, any processes we recommend, writing up the report and the recommendations, and then there will be the development of an independent plan that will have to fit into, obviously, the budget and the board plans, and then there'll be an oversight of implementation, which, again, will take you to June 17. So what we've got here, it's just standard operating procedure. That there'll be some operational experience. We all learn tracking and monitoring of the implementation. And finally, self-assessment. Have we actually done what we said we would do, and have the improvements that we thought were necessary taken place? Now, there's one slide here which is important. Just what happens when? We talked about the examination of the documentation, looked at the last report, and as part of the review, the interviews. The report itself is written after the 9 to 12 months of the actual process and the implementation plan, which will involve the implementation committee and possibly, well, it has to have board approval. It will need ALAC discussion, executive discussion as well. And finally, these are the roles that we all play. That's the Structural Improvements Review Committee. They have oversight. They accept the report, approve the plans, and what should be here is oversight of selecting the examiner. Staff have a number of roles, which will be mainly support and outreach. The independent examiner has obviously the main task of undertaking the review, and this is what we will do, which is to assist outreach to all the RALOs, to actually coordinate initial 360 review of a few people, critical people. We will be suggesting and perhaps coordinating interviews with the people we think should be interviewed. Now, that's not everybody can be interviewed, so we'd just like to identify a few key people in each RALO. We will be providing any kind of clarification and correction, and then preparing the implementation plan, probably with some backup from the CIS and the independent examiner. And finally, the staff will develop an at-large. This is critical. This is the link. And this takes you to Wiki. That's the GNSO. And there's a lot of key information there which is useful. Oops, I want to go down here. What we don't have, Ariel, if you could just put in the chat the link to our wiki, because Ariel and Heidi have set up a wiki page which has a link to the outcomes from the 2008 report and the material that we're gathering now for this report. This whole slide pack will be on there. Larissa has also developed a fact sheet, which is very helpful. So that link will actually have everything about the review on it. Now, any questions so far? Because what I have asked of each RALO, and I'm asking of this RALO as well, what should we be asking the independent examiner to look at? What are the issues you think are important for this RALO? And what would be the names of two or three individuals from this RALO that should be interviewed by the independent examiner? Now, I've asked that question of the other RALOs, and I will be getting back to Larissa probably in a week's time. I would like to meet with the working party, which will be people from all the RALOs, to gather together the sort of issues that people think we should be talking, the independent examiner should be looking at, with a list of people who should be interviewed. So, Sirinush, that's a bit of a task, an action item for everyone on this call and indeed everyone in the RALO. So, any questions? Thanks.
Thank you, Holly. And thank you for the detailed presentation. I think this is important review process, which may take a couple of months, and it will be conducted on RALO level, on ALS level, on ALAC level, so everybody will be involved here. Please put this, I would like to ask staff to put this as an action item for ALSs to provide any input, what should be reviewed on as a separate, as a part of this review process. And if there is anything you would like to raise now, please do it. Any questions from why we need this review, why it is being done? So Holly explained it quite well. I would like to add that we have two members from our RALO as a part of this team, one ALAC member, Maureen Hilliard, and as a RALO member, Ali Al-Meshal. So they are part of this review process. Though we have also chair and vice chair of this review team also from AP RALO. So I think that AP RALO is quite well represented in this review process, but we also need an input from ALS level to this process. So I would encourage ALSs to provide input on this at-large review. Holly, if I may ask you also to send this through our mailing list and ask people to provide their input, that would be great for those who are not in this call. Yes, thank you very much. And thanks, staff, to put this as an action item. I think this is a good start, and the outcome of this, I'm looking actually on a personal level, I also looking forward to the outcome of this review process. Any questions to this? I don't see any questions. It is not in our agenda, but I would like the next one to talk about the ALS survey the survey which we have sent to our ALSs to provide their to fill in and to identify what expertise we have in our RALO. I would like to give the floor to Maureen to provide some updates, and I think that Maureen also will speak a little bit about maybe providing 1 week extension for the deadline to ask ALSs to those who didn't submit the results, didn't fill in the survey, to do this. Maureen?
Thank you, Sirinush. This is Maureen for the report. I would like to thank all those who did participate in this in the survey. I must admit, one of the first things that I was not going to do was that I wasn't going to put people's names on it. But
sorry?
To sort of see that the name... Oh, sorry, can you
yes,
not hear
yes.
me?
Yes, we can hear you. We just lost your voice for a couple of seconds.
Oh, okay, sorry, it's my phone line. I decided to put the names of everyone who participated because I really did feel very grateful that we actually got the support for the survey. I think that if you have a look, do I have control of this? If you have a look at the survey, I've tried to keep it very simple. But sort of like looking at it, so we've got a pretty good range of professional backgrounds in our AP RALO community. And just to stop, because I don't want to spend too much time on it, because people can actually look at it in their own time. It's on the website for everyone to view. So we've got professional backgrounds, and it was really good to actually have, and I will name him, Anupam, who actually listed himself for financial. I was actually hoping Ali would, but we do require, you know, a full range of skills within AP RALO to sort of like be effective in our contributions. I can't control this. Is this going up and down? Sorry, I'm just trying to get some control here. All right. Okay. Looking on page two, at the top of page two, areas of interest. It was pretty obvious, I thought, that internet governance was going to be a feature. I mean, that was something I predicted early on. And I sort of like think that with so many ISOC chapters in our AP RALO, particularly amongst those who actually responded, and I think that was actually quite relevant. But there was a good interest over a lot of topics. So that was actually positive for us. One of the interesting things, of course, was only 38% of our ALSs are actually English as a first language. Ariel was asking about, you know, other languages which we might have interpreters for in the future. It's pretty obvious that as our ALS numbers grow, that may become more significant. But with this particular survey, it probably didn't sort of like there wasn't a standout language. But it's something to be considered in the future. When we're looking at ALSs. There was a good range of ALSs, as I mentioned, and a good range of levels of responsibility within those ALSs, which is also very, very important. Because our sort of view is, you know, like what is the contact between your ALS and your community? So we'd sort of like to think that ALSs do have that influence, have people with influence to actually reach out into the community and to inform people about what it is that ICANN is doing. And I think that one of the interesting things that came out of it too was that, you know, there are, even amongst those who actually responded, there are some that actually aren't directly engaged in a working group or anything, but I think attending meetings and participating in meetings is really, really important, and it's actually logged. So I think that we get a good idea of the people who actually are involved. I mean, looking at the list of people who are here at the at our meeting tonight is really significant. So when we're actually doing our ANS reviews on and looking at how active some of our ALS members are, I think that when we've got 42 registered ALSs and only 18 respond, or however many there were, we're actually sort of like, it's actually not a good look at the moment. So, you know, like, I mean, I think it would be really, it would be useful if we could leave the, the survey open for a couple more weeks and just see if we can get more people to be involved. I hope you heard that. are there any questions?
Thank you, Maureen. And I agree with others who posted in chat that this is really very informative report, and this is indeed an important feedback received by ALSs. And I hope that with the extension for till the end of March, probably till the end of 31st of March, we will have more ALSs to provide their feedback and to put to fill in this survey. This is very important for our future work as well. So this is really amazing, and I thank you for coordinating this stuff and providing this really informative and interesting report to our members. The staff, if I can ask you also to put this as an action item, the extension of survey till March 31st. And I will send the information about the extension to our mailing list, but if I can ask staff to help with sending the private messages to ALSs who didn't participate, this may be helpful as well to bring them to fill in this survey. This will be really very helpful from staff. Any questions related to this survey and any questions from participants to Maureen about the results and brief analysis? No questions?
I think it's a good idea to allow more time for people to participate, and I think that the individual approach would be really good.
Yeah, I think so. Individual approach also may help us to bring more people.
Done.
So, any questions related to this? If there is no questions, I will just move to agenda item 5, which is our ALS spotlight. For those who are not aware about this initiative, ACURALO used to have, during every monthly call, we asked one ALS to provide the information related to their own ALS, what they are doing, where they are involved, what kind of fields they are working in their own community, what kind of projects or activities they are implementing. And this was really very useful for others to know the ALSs. I think that we need to restart actually this spotlight presentation from ALSs, and I would ask to request the volunteers for the next calls. So per one ALS per each monthly call to provide a spotlight. Staff, I can ask you to put the link to the spotlight page which we had, and people can go and see what ALSs were providing, what kind of presentations they were doing. This may be also helpful for those who are not aware about this spotlight component which Aturalo used to have. But I think that this will be good also for the new ALSs joining Aturalo to provide the information related to their ALS. Is there any volunteer for this call who are part of this call who would like to provide a presentation for the next call? Please be more active. I see Suhaidi is posting something, but I'm not sure if this is related to what I have said. Anyway, we will also send this information to, Suhaidi is thanking Maureen and is looking forward to the review results. I will send this information also through our mailing list, if there is any volunteers to provide information to do a presentation about their ALS, it would be really very appreciated. So let's move to the next agenda item. I think the agenda item 7, crop one slot, I have just one information to share, and then we'll go to agenda item 6, the report from Apricot participation. We have one slot, and we were thinking about using provide the possibility for our participants to go for Asia Pacific IGF, but then we found out that this is in July, so it's not within the fiscal year, this fiscal year, so it's within the next fiscal year, and we have one slot left for this fiscal year. If you have any important event going on in your region and you would like to participate, please go and review the crop submission details. And if you have any questions related to this, Ale Al-Meshal will help you to direct to the correct spaces to find out the information. So we have this one slot to be used, and please try to do it. I will give the floor to Satish and Maureen to provide the update from their crop apricot participation. Just briefly, if you can, Maureen, please provide it.
Thank you, Sir Anush. I know that Giza is trying to get the report up. Oh, there we go. There it is. Okay. One of the things, I hope Satish doesn't mind that I'm going first. One of the things that I was actually mindful of when I was actually doing my report was trying to find a way that would first off allow people to get a good picture in a very brief amount of time about how effective perhaps our crop experience was. Not only for our APRALA members, but also for the crop committee as well. So the little table at the top, we had 5 objectives, and 3 objectives we felt we had achieved, and that was raising awareness, increasing our networking links, and meeting with other ICANN and ALS members, you know, in a different environment from our normal ICANN meetings, which was really, it was a really interesting time. I'm sure Satish will agree. We sort of thought we partially achieved meetings with partner and other networking groups in that we had hoped to sort of like have more formal meetings with them. Some, they were sort of like informal, And we, you know, if we probably didn't achieve as much as we sort of like felt we could have, if we'd probably been a little bit more better organized on that, from my point of view, probably. And the not achieved was actually, I had prepared a survey specifically for undertaking at the Apricot, probably thinking that Satish and I would have a lot of downtime and we'd have lots of opportunity to talk to people and survey them. However, we were to find that, in fact, AP Nick was actually also doing a survey, and so they spent their time interviewing us. So the and then with the other meetings that we were organising, plus the other you know, activities that we became involved in and the other people we met, we just didn't have time. And also, so Tisha's time, you know, was actually only 2 days at the event. So that sort of like constrained it even more. But I think what we, you know, like, I mean, I think the report is only 2 pages long, and that's another thing that I sort of like wanted to do, was to try to compact everything into a short report that didn't rave on too much, hopefully, but set out the important things. And I think that in the time that Satish and I were together, and we were like talking about what, you know, like what value the meeting had was giving for us as AP Rallo leaders, I think that one of the things that we sort of like found was that we sort of think that within our region, like we're focusing on what we can do to contribute to the ALAC and stuff, but we really should be focusing on things that are important to our region. And I think the webinars are part way to going towards this. We're focusing on us, you know, like if we can't, if, you know, like as long as we can sort of like develop us as a region, I think we're going some way towards making it better for our contribution to ALAC. And so there was sort of like, we did sort of feel that we should actually move more towards focusing on what would be good for, what is good for AP Rallo. And we also thought that by focusing on creating working groups, and this was something that actually someone came up with in the survey, like what would actually make you participate more, was that if we, you know, we need to focus on what is important to us as in the large region that we are. We, you know, like we're so diverse within our own region that we really need to sort of like look at, okay, what are the commonalities and how can we make it work better? And what's more, those little studies that we do about our own region, really, we could actually use that, you know, like use that research and that that working together for creating proposals for the IGF, regional IGF, perhaps for the next Apricot meeting, that we've actually got a panel of people who can actually talk on a particular topic because they're actually being part of a working group that's actually focused on that. I think, too, one of the things that, I mean, Asurish has raised it just earlier about the spotlight, the forum meetings that that APNIC had, they would sort of like keep a few minutes spare, or if they had a few minutes spare, and they would allow people to have a one-minute spotlight. Was it 1 minute or 3 minutes? But for us, we could do that and have a one-minute so that 1 minute spotlight, 30 seconds even, where anyone who's got something on top within their region would like to tell the others. So it's probably, you know, probably after when everybody knows what everybody else does, but it would be really good for people to be able to present to the others just a little snippet of information about what is happening in their region. And I think that probably one of the first meetings that we went to was an APAN meeting, which was an academic community which we didn't even know existed. And we sort of like went to their first meeting quite by accident, And it's really amazing because they were talking about agriculture, and Satish and I, Cook Islands, India, were explaining what we were doing in agriculture in our area, and they were quite blown away by it. So they invited us back. And unfortunately, Satish couldn't go today, but it was on language and culture. Very interesting. And using using IT and academic research, fantastic. But I think most importantly for me, and I will conclude after this, it was a really great opportunity to meet up with our IFOC Japan ALS, as well as the APMIC people that we met, Edmund and Giannis and their crew. Fantastic. It's really great to sort of like meet them in an environment where they weren't rushing around and we weren't rushing around, and sort of like just saying, right, we actually were able to stop, have a coffee, have a chat. It was really lovely. And so I really do thank AP Rallo and Crop for giving me the opportunity to attend. The end.
Maureen, thank you very much. This is really very good report, and I also share Celia's point here that I like the recommendations to AP Rallo. By the way, this ALS spotlight came back to my mind after reading your report, so you have the part of this, your input in this. And I think that in case if we don't get any volunteers for a big presentation, we may use this 30, 60 seconds to say something about your ALS approach, which is I like even more. So we can use this during our face-to-face meetings and sometimes during our online monthly calls. I like also this crop issues part.
I think we lost Janusz. Janusz, are you on?
Yes, we've lost her.
Janusz, yeah, according to her back.
Am I back?
Yep. Yes, you're back.
Yes, yep. You are.
Yes, great. So I wanted, just finishing what I wanted to say, that these crop issues, I think our member in this crop team, Ali and Cheryl, will be using to share with the crop team to take into consideration for the future for the future cases. So I think that we have also Amal, who said that he preferred an idea of 1 minute ALS for slides rather than a longer presentation. Okay, we'll consider this as well. So maybe we will not have the big presentations, but it's pretty 1 minute or 2 minute presentations by ALS during one of the calls or during one of the face-to-face meetings. Okay. Good. So we have one agenda item 8, which is information about our next AP Rallo meeting, which will take place on April 23rd. It will be again at 5 UTC, from 6 UTC, so the information about this will be sent to the mailing list as usual. And under AOB, if there is anything you would like to add, yes, I see Liana. Andres, please, Liana.
Yes, Dhanush, thank you. This is Liana Agalstan speaking. I have news to share with all of you, and just a couple of minutes. Recently, a multi-stakeholder Internet Governance Council was founded in Armenia. So you can add a new acronym to your known acronym list, IGC. This council includes several government ministries representatives, academia, libraries, mass media, NGOs, internet service providers, and major operators. As you see, this is a multi-stakeholder council with all stakeholder groups involved. The structure of the council was approved by the Prime Minister of Armenia, and ISOC Armenia was appointed as a secretariat of the council, and our VP, Grigori Sagan, as a secretary. I am also involved in secretariat work, such as website maintenance, correspondence management, setting up relations with IGFs of other countries. We already set up a mailing list and are working on the website. The address is igf.am, which will be ready soon. The IGC has already started working. At the last meeting, a plan of actions was discussed, and it was proposed to start preparation for the first Armenian IGF. One of the main tasks of the council is the organization of regular Armenian IGF. We plan to organize the first one in autumn, probably in mid-September. The exact day will be defined soon. Now, we are discussing this with ICANN and ISO to ensure the participation of as many of their representatives as possible, and I will keep you updated on this event on time.
This is Suranur. Thank you, Ileana, and I congratulate also ISOC Armenia for this really very good step forward in this direction. It's on very multi-stake approach. So all the government, the business sector, the NGO sector, the academia are all involved in this process. So I congratulate to ISOC Armenia for such initiative. Any other issues under AOB? Anyone would like to say something? Anyone would like to share something? If there is no one to say something, I just wanted to thank everyone for your participation. Thank also for all the reports and links provided during the call and the staff to coordinate and facilitate and provide their support as usual. I will be posting our monthly report very soon and will be providing you the link to our mailing list. So please keep in touch and follow up with the requests that they are coming through our mailing list to our ALSs. Thank you once again, and this is the end of our today's call.
Thank you, Suranush.
Thank you, Alok Suranush. Bye to all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.